You see when I fought Marlon Moraes?
Yeah, I saw. I wasn't at that one, but I saw that one. Yeah. That was great. That was probably one of the best comebacks I've ever seen.
Yeah.
MMA, I'm going to give him props on that one. I thought, I ain't going to lie, after that first round, I go, oh, shit. He kicks you one more time. I said, my guy is gone. That was one of the best in octagon
adjustments. Came back, baby.
Ain't no about that Mexican warrior.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Guys, welcome to this episode of Hot Boxing here with Mike Tyson. We are at a special place today. We're at Tyson's Ranch and Resorts. And this is yours truly, King Triple C.
And I'm Mike Tyson. And the day we got here, no other but Mr. Dynamite, Mr. Sensational, Mr. Cool in himself, Mario Lopez.
Thank you, champ. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate appreciate the time. Love hanging with you guys right here.
Yeah, for my guy, man, for sure.
This is pretty awesome, man. So tell me what's going on lately in your life.
I'm good, man. You know, I've been, thank God, very, very busy right now. Professionally and personally, I couldn't be happier. You know, even this whole year during COVID, man, I was like the busiest I've ever been. I was still doing my shows at NBC, Access Hollywood, All Access and Access Daily. And then I got my nationally syndicated radio show, On With Mario, that I do every day, right? It's crazy, man, because then at the same time, I did all that, and then I brought back Saved by the Bell, and I did that for Peacock in a new season, and we're getting ready to do the second season of that. And then I just finished a little Christmas movie called Holiday in Santa Fe. My daughter comes out in it. So, you know, real busy. All the while, I always say the toughest thing is trying to find the time to train. So, you know, still boxing and jiu-jitsu and wrestling and taking care of the kids and everything. So, you know.
If I don't train, I don't eat. I won't eat that day.
That's a great motto to live by right there, too. Because
I just won't eat that day if I don't train.
Yeah, that's good discipline. And most people discipline like that probably wouldn't have an obesity issue.
I don't know. I just know that everybody's different.
Yeah, no.
Different lifestyle.
I don't feel like I ever really woke up unless I busted a sweat. You know what
I mean? The same way too, but some people, that's just overbearing. What's the next? Sweat bothers some people. You know, different. We're all different.
I love to sweat though. I feel, you know, more alive and everything. So
yeah, that's cool. I also see a lot of your Instagram. I mean, you spent time with Freddie Roach.
Yeah, no, I've been in, Mike see me in there. I've been in there, I've been going to Freddy's, man, for a long time, like 20 years at least, man.
And did you spar against Usher? You guys spar against each other?
Yeah, I sparred a little with Usher. He was training.
Be Sugar Ray, right?
Yeah, if he was playing Sugar Ray Leonard for Hands of Stone. He was cool. You know, we just moved light and stuff, but he's athletic. He's an athletic kid. He's a real nice guy, too.
Yeah.
So it was fun. Yeah, so you spar with a bunch of people in there, right? So, you know.
So it's not just an act from Usher. He can throw some hands?
No, Oscar, he was moving around. Usher was moving around. Yeah, he liked it. I've been trying to get him back in there a little bit more. But, yeah, no, he was moving around nice. He was good, man.
You got to.
But I get in there with everybody, Henry. You know, whether and the best thing is with when you get in there with the real pros. You know, they know how to work. They know how to. They don't have obviously anything to prove, and so they're real cool with you. So that's why I was like jumping in with everybody.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah.
But I fought on a lot of Freddie smokers too.
Oh no way!
Yeah,
okay.
So he has those little 3-round smokers.
I miss that stuff.
Oh, it's fun,
being
man.
Young and the amateurs.
Yeah.
I just watching Durant fight
exactly
every month. You like fuck Durant fight.
Right. No, man, those are fun. And then last thing you want to do is lose to some Hollywood kid, right? So I'm always getting everybody's best, but it's fun. The irony is it makes me feel young, but as I got older, all my injuries have given from boxing. I tore my Achilles.
I tore
my biceps muscle. I tore my rotator cuff. All boxing, not wrestling or anything, which is crazy. But I still get in there, even though they're advising to get.
It's a complex sport. I don't even believe I did that stuff.
No, have you had any serious injuries, Mike? Did you?
Never.
Damn.
Thank God. But it's like a blur.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, a lot of these things, almost like I think of your story, Marlon, a lot of like, from what I remember, you from the Saved by the Bell days.
Sure.
And even before I even started wrestling, I remember you were the first guy that we saw in a wrestling singlet.
Right.
You know, on the show. And obviously, you know.
Earmuffs on.
Yeah.
The earmuffs.
Right.
You know what's funny is he wasn't even supposed to be a wrestler, like my character on Saved by the Bell. He was just supposed to be like some street kid, kind of like Vinnie Barbarino and Welcome Back, Kotter. Uh-huh. But they
he
had
came the, because of the jock, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what they did is like they had us write down all the stuff that we were into in school. So I wrote down, y'all, you know, I wrestled, danced, played the drums, and then they incorporated all that into the character.
The accordion?
So, yeah.
Did you play the accordion?
No, did I play that in the show? I can't remember.
That's a Mexican thing. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Mariachis and shit. No. So I didn't. So they incorporated that into the show, and then they just kind of made it part of the character. So people think I was copying the character, but the character was copying me.
Hey, you ever met Ryan Garcia?
Right. Yeah. Of course.
I always call him Ricky Ricardo. He looked like a dog. Hey.
Yeah. Hey. You know, I try to mix it up.
Like the way the show has flourished with like Saved by the Bell, man. Like how much do you owe to that show? That's giving you opportunity. I imagine that was a show that really gives you that opportunity, right? To start. Now you're in Access Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, even before that, because
now when people always see me, say, you know, Saved by the Bell. He keeps that name living.
Yeah, well, the show hadn't been off the air since 1989, which is a trip.
Still.
Fuck, I'm that old. But, yeah, so what is that, 30-something years? And so, like I said, then we're doing, like, the new reboot right now. But even prior to that, I was on a show when I was, like, 10 years old. I started a show called Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, I remember that show.
You remember that? Come on, Mike. We were singing and dancing and doing all. So that was another. That was, like, a little, like a Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, right.
Right? But like about a band, about these kids in this band and stuff. Oh, so I did that even before, yeah. And then after that, I started doing other stuff. Then I got into Saved by the Bell.
You think you could teach Henry how to act?
Henry's been acting. Henry's been acting right here. This other, there it is, right there.
The werewolf, right?
Homie's in a character all the way right here. He's committed to it on IG and everything. I see it.
Had his shirt off.
I know.
IG had the shirt off and everything.
Yeah, I keep up, but I follow both y'all. So yeah,
the thing with my character, Mike, is like my character is like being cringe. It's like you can never go wrong with it because whether you're funny or you're not, like it's just cringe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, you embraced it.
I was the only one left to do, man. Screw it,
Mike. I hope I'm not boring you, Mike.
No, man.
No, yeah. Mike always keeps it real, too, so that's why I've always been.
Yeah. A lot of projects, too, you have going on. I know you've been dabbling, too, with tequila.
I've been doing...
Tell me about that. You're selling liquor now?
Yeah, so I've been doing that. I partnered up
How's that going?
It's going good. You know, it's something kind of fun. I never thought something I'd get into it. And actually, coincidentally, with De La Hoya, with Oscar, we're partners in that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Casa Mexico Tequila is what it's called. It's really good tequila. And we actually went down to Jalisco in the plant not too long ago.
Okay.
Just to kind of visit everyone.
So Tequila Mexico.
Yeah. Casa Mexico Tequila is the name of it. You know, we got silver, reposado, añejo, and it's good.
It's good. So, yeah. You'll get you fucked up.
It'll get you fucked up. It'll do the trick. Hey, but if you have really good tequila, and just the tequila, you won't have a hangover because of the agave right there. No.
Most people know that Apartments.com is the most popular place to find. That's because Apartments.com has the most rental listings and the most ways to find them, all thanks to some of the most powerful tools like 3D virtual tools, so you're most likely to find your most right place, which most everyone would agree is good news. Unless you're part of the most peculiar minority of people who prefer to have less than the best, really. Make the most obvious move, and the next move, use Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place.
Everything. What was your drink of choice? What'd you like?
Anything. What? Louis XIII, cognac. Oh, yeah. It's cognac. Anything cognac.
Cognac is good too. Ooh, that. That doesn't. I mean, you gotta be.
You don't even feel it
till
it hits you.
Whoa. Yeah, but when it hits you, it's like an uppercut that came from nowhere, huh?
Yeah, but no. But it's been some time though, right, Mike? Since you drank, right?
Six years I haven't got.
Oh, good for you. Do you find it hard? Is it hard?
I haven't thought about it. I did that toad shit and wiped it. I'm telling you, people think I'm lying. I did this toad. You take his pus, you throw it in the mirror, it dries off.
Yeah.
You get to a fine dust. You smoke it, and it gives you. You go to heaven.
Yeah, and now you're cool. Yeah. Hey, do you like gummies? Well, the edibles?
Nothing edible, no.
Nothing edible?
No, because I don't know when it's going to hit me.
He don't, but I do.
Okay. You like the edibles?
Yeah.
So just for recreational, or does it help you with the injuries?
A little bit. I think to sleep.
I take some edibles and we're chilling. Boom, then it hits you an hour later.
Yeah.
And I'm prepared for it. I can't do that. I just can't wait.
Unless it's a going to bed move.
For me, not really, Mike. I've seen, dude, you, it takes a lot to get him though, dude.
I bet.
So I think.
No, I've been hearing some good things though.
Shrooms are beautiful.
They're beautiful?
Yeah. I had to calm down. Every show, I always had to do a handful of shrooms.
That's what I was hearing. Like, what's, like, tell me the difference between that and, like, when you're just going to smoke it out.
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
The mushrooms can make you think that your garden, everybody's here just for your entertainment and stuff, and nothing's real. This is not really real. The world is just here for your amusement.
Damn, that's deep.
Whoa, it's crazy, right?
How long does it last?
I don't know. It can last for a while.
It can last for a while?
Last for a while. Shrooms.
Do you sleep okay?
No, you can't sleep.
Oh, you can't sleep.
You can't sleep on shrooms.
Okay, I don't know.
No, but that's partially what got him into the other. I mean, the toad is what really did it for Mike.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That allowed him to.
330 pounds.
I remember.
And then boom. I just smoked the toads to get in shape. And I smoked it again to fuck some niggas up. Excuse me.
Because I was there when you fought Jones, which you won, by the way. I don't know why they did that.
I went to charity.
No, I know what charity. But you were smoking before, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
I wouldn't fight if I didn't smoke.
Really?
I'd be nervous as a motherfucker. Yeah. Can you imagine not being high? I mean, isn't it? Whoa.
But what about your reflexes, Mike? How was that?
Oh, that was kind of good. It was good. Yeah. I'm trying to kill him, but it was good.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I just didn't know if, you know, on point you want to be.
Yeah, a bigger guy.
I love that. See,
speaking about them, would you ever want to get into Legends League with Mike?
Not with Mike.
No, not with Mike. But on his show,
fight though. You gonna fight Luke Paul?
One of the Paul brothers, yeah, right there. You know what's funny? Because I hosted those fights. I hosted that one. Hosted yours right there. Look, I'm not opposed to the big events that they have. Do you agree with me, Mike? I think all attention is good for the sport. If it's going to raise the sport of boxing,
absolutely.
I think it's all good, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, see, you get it.
Those guys help boxing.
Right.
No boxer has. That's why everybody wants to fight him. They got like, what he got, 700 million views or some shit?
Yeah.
When we fought, he had 80 million views watching him.
Yeah, I see it. I think it's all that expression. What is it? High tides raise all boats. So I think everyone wins.
So
of course.
You don't think it's affecting the sport of boxing?
I think it's in. I think it falls under the entertainment category, and yeah. I think like
a movie or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And if the sport
is boxing.
Exactly. As long as they're bored.
See it that way,
look,
okay.
the fact that I really do. I feel that the fact that the word boxing is being talked about so much and the attention is there and it's raising the awareness level, it can't help but have a benefit towards everyone. You're coming from a place of like the fighters who have put in all this time.
I'm just asking you. I actually agree with you.
Yeah.
These guys make boxing so awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, boxers get angry because the boxers, like the real champions, don't even have that many views.
Yeah. Right.
They'd be happy if they have a million views.
Yeah.
These guys got 80 million views. I was listening. I was like, God damn, man. How do you do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why everybody wants to kill him, because they see this little white guy, blonde hair, blue eyes, making all this fucking money, talking all this shit.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to kill him.
Yeah, hey, he's clever like a fox.
Yeah.
He's been able to, you know.
I get envious when I see these guys doing it. What the fuck?
But I think on the flip side, too.
That's why you want to kick your ass, because you get envious of it. It's easy to hate those guys.
No,
you know?
Right. And this is like some new era stuff, right? Because they became popular on YouTube and they created their own following and allegiance of fans, and then they brought him over. I mean, they could have kind of chose any kind
and
of athlete.
They got balls. He goes around hitting people in the head with water bottles and everything.
Yeah.
He snatched Floyd's hat. Floyd tried to kill him, though. Right?
Yeah. Hey, Floyd should have kept that hat on right there. He should have left it. His dome wasn't cleaned up. His dome wasn't right. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. No, but I mean, even Floyd gets it going in there. He sees the the revenue that it can generate, and that it's obviously going to be pretty lucrative to him. But listen, no matter what, all jokes aside, anybody that steps in the ring, because believe me, being in there and I give props to anyone. I have respect for anyone that steps in the ring.
When I did that, after I did that fight and came back, I said, I'm never going to call a fighter a bum again. Because when I had my first time sparring, I got the shit kicked out. Fuck.
When you haven't done it in a minute, right?
Yeah, head start ringing. But never once I said, hey, what the fuck am I doing here? I said, I'm in the right place.
Yeah, yeah.
My head was ringing. I thought, oh, fuck, back to this shit again. That came back.
Right? It's like, dang, man. Yeah, it's hard to get there.
But I will say something about YouTube boxing. I think it's going to help the guys, that the number ones, like this, like the Terrence Crawford and
Errol Spence.
And Errol Spence, like, it's going to force these dudes to fight sooner rather than later.
Those guys want to fight the YouTube guys.
Well, that's what they get. Here's the problem.
Translate that one.
Now, that'll be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. Floyd better fight all those guys right now. Floyd right now better fight even though he's 47. He's still better than all the fighters now, and he's fighting the YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's making more money than the champion to make it. Crawford and Flint, the other guy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though, Mike. This is where I would have a problem if Floyd's retired, man. Floyd can do whatever he wants. But I'm saying the guys that are active, they're trying to take fights with these dudes. They're going to, you know what I'm saying? Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. When are they going to fight?
Well, that's the irony and the sort of hypocrisy with the sport, too, because as opposed to the UFC, for example, where Dana White has a monopoly and all that, he can control and kind of set the price and do what he wants, right? And you can get the matchups you want to see. And from a fan's perspective, it's great because you see number one fight number two all the time. With boxing being so fragmented and having so many promoters, as you know, in different factions, it's difficult not only to make the matchups, but ironically, you make more money because of that, because you're able to have the opportunities
to negotiate.
Fighters need to negotiate. The only thing a fighter needs is a trainer and a lawyer.
You're exactly right.
Don't need all his buddies. Don't need no bodyguard, a trainer and a lawyer.
So the fighters can demand it, and they can make it happen if they can make it go to. But you got too many people in your ear saying, "Oh, you don't need that, or you're worth this, and you're worth that," and then you end up.
I just want to clean it out first. Then we're gonna talk about. I know I get all the money now. Once I clean everything out, I demand everything.
Yeah, but
I'm not worrying about give me this now. You don't have to give me nothing now.
Right.
Just let me clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because it's not so many, not even guys like Jake Paul, like anybody that loves the sport of boxing that's a celebrity can make something big out of it, you know? How many people would love to see, dude, I'd pay to watch you and Usher fight.
That'd be a good one.
Not saying that you guys would.
I'm down for charity. I'm down for charity kind of get up there. You know, I don't know if NBC would allow me too much, but I'm sure for a charitable component.
Call Usher out, please.
No, Usher's my homie. I have no issue with Usher. You're starting on that. But I would be happy to get in there on a charitable.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like somebody somebody that would be well recognized that has a fight background.
No, right. I'm down to get in there with anybody, Mike. For a charitable component, I'm down to get, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's going to be in the entertainment field. Yeah. Right? If not, I'm down to get in there.
I didn't think it was going to be that hard to come back. I said, fuck, nigga, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, your back's done. You got to start moving. People throwing punches hard.
But the conditioning's different, right, Mike? You can think you're in shape, but then when you're in fighting shape, that's a whole other thing, as you know. Different.
But I could tell you something, though. Like, Mike does change when he was in fight camp. You're a lot more serious. He'd go to the gym. He'd train. You know what I'm saying? We're shooting the shit. But when he's training, dude,
he gets in the zone, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those nerves never leave on Mike.
It's a different world you in. You know, you can get humiliated. You get fucked up. A lot of things can happen in that ring.
That's when you're the most vulnerable in there by yourself. That's the purest form of sport, one-on-one.
Yeah.
No one to rely on. No one to have your back. It's just you in there, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know all about that, fool, so what am I saying?
Yeah, no kidding. No, and that's the way it is, man. This is why, you know, guys, this is why fighters are pretty well respected, like, worldwide.
Oh, of course.
Because they know that it takes some grit, some balls, man, to go in there in front of 25,000 people.
It's biggest respect.
It's a metaphor for life, fighting.
Exactly.
It's a metaphor, because we're all fighters.
Yep.
Right?
You're exactly right. We're all fighters. We all get knocked down. It's a matter if you want to get back up and you want to keep persevering and keep moving forward. Exactly. And
the whole world. Everybody has cats, mothers, dogs.
Yeah, everybody's battling something.
Yeah.
Everyone's battling something. That's why it was important for me to get my kids into it. See, I got three kids.
How old are your kids now?
10, 7, and 1.
Wow.
So, you know, they're little guys still.
Cool. Are you closing the shop, dude? Are you going to keep?
I would keep going if it was up to me, but, you know, I'm not the one having them, so.
Yeah. What does your wife say?
I mean, I'm trying to kind of work on it. Well, I've been putting a lot of work in, so we may get a surprise, and who knows?
Yeah. No kidding, dude.
So later on, but.
That's one thing Mexicans
Henry,
have
problems
with.
How many babies do you have, Henry?
How many kids?
You don't have any, right?
I don't have any kids. Can I announce it right now, Mike?
Yeah, you pregnant? Go ahead.
You pregnant?
No, I ain't pregnant.
Is your girl pregnant?
I may look pregnant.
Not you, fools. Your girl pregnant?
Yeah, dude, I'm actually going to.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, my girl's pregnant, dude.
Oh, shit. Congratulations.
I told Mike, dude.
Oh, that's great. Breaking news. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Hey, that's late for a Mexican. That's good for you.
It is, man. 30, no, it really is, man. In reality, you know what I'm saying, Mike? Coming from Mexican descent, like, you know, 18, 19, 20 five kids.
Listen, good for you, Eddie. Time change.
You know why time changes? Because people, we don't need to depend on people. Everybody can get their own job, their own money. So people get married later.
Yeah.
I'm more independent now.
I feel like I've done it right, though, Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, 34. I made some money. I'm not the money that I necessarily want. But I have enough money to be like, all right, man, and to start to invest and
as long as you're
start
smart
that next
with it.
Chapter.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody knows when it's right. Who knows when it's right? Yeah. Nobody never knows when it's right.
You're right. There is no plan.
And
there's
it feels
no...
right.
Yep.
Yeah. So I've been reading a bunch of books on like on pregnancy and things like that. Like what a woman goes through, man, for 9 months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just just be there and be like, well, whatever you need, honey, and just say yes and you're
so
good.
So a simp.
Yeah, hey, trust me, it'll go a long way later on. But that's good, man. Do you know where you're having? You're going to wait to find out?
No. I'm going to have a little girl, a baby girl.
Oh, you already know a baby girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it through. So I went to Brazil. My girl's Brazilian.
What's her name?
America. America.
America. Is your girl's name or the baby?
No, the baby.
Yeah. You already got the name for it. Okay.
Yeah, I already got the name.
Is there just, you thought about it, obviously.
Yeah,
why America?
For a minute, I've always wanted a little girl, man, you know, and I've always thought about it. And sure enough, I'm not surprised that I'm having one.
Huh.
You know, so I just feel like I got to soften up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'll soften you. You'll see, you'll hold them one time, and that's it, you're done.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy, man. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, brother.
Yeah, so I'm excited, dude. I'm excited, man. First time.
When she do?
Hungry and more determined.
She's due November 21st.
Okay.
Ooh. And yeah, but for sure, Mike, I already feel like I'm thinking different.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You do. You stay there. Well, and then once they're here, where I was going my thing, it was so, see, I've always loved... obviously fighting, martial arts and all that. So it was important for my kids. My daughter's starting to get into it too. That's why I love getting them into like wrestling and boxing. Obviously not just for the physical aspect, but it gives you so much confidence.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just in life. It gives you confidence. You feel assured.
Yeah.
I think just the respect factor in it.
Yeah.
All the disciplines you need like in life. Don't you agree?
Obviously. Yeah. I'm feeling it now. But like I've experienced a lot of cool things, dude. But I haven't experienced like what the average person would probably experience. You know what I'm saying? I'm 34 years old and I'm finally first having a kid.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm still young, dude.
Yeah. No, for sure. But for sure.
I was 39.
Damn.
The first one.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's good. You're young, but you're a little older to appreciate it a little bit more.
Right,
so it's good.
Right.
It's
and
good.
I would have waited. Actually, what's the crazy part about it? I would have waited a couple more years. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so, like, you're right, dude. 39
but
is perfect.
Your pullout game is weak, then.
Pullout
game is weak.
Pullout game.
He got no gold medal at the pullout game.
I call it the Mexican foreskin club.
I can't believe this guy.
Oh, the uncut club. All right.
Yeah,
He's real, man. He got, okay. See that? We learned about him today. He's
Mike.
Uncut. He's got a hooded
Mike
monster,
tripping,
Mike.
Dude.
Got the hooded monster.
Just
Mike can appreciate
cringe.
That. Mike knows what's up. Ain't nobody trying to look at your hooded monster, Henry.
Hot boxing.
I know. Mike's about to pull out something. That's good, Henry.
Yeah, so I'm excited, man, because of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up with a single-parent home. And now that I'm going to be a father, dude, it's like, dude, this shit is new to me,
so
man.
So you getting married?
Yeah, man. So I proposed. So we went down to Brazil before we had the baby reveal party, man. I had a, you know, her whole family was there. So I had a, you know, the traditional.
You got on your knees and shit?
I got on one knee. I don't know
what
about.
What is your problem, Henry? You got the 22nd century, Henry. Fucking 22nd
century.
Oh, you bending down, man.
Where'd you meet homegirl?
You bending the knee, man?
I'm bending the knee, Mike. I bent the knee.
Hashtag bend the knee.
Yeah, so she.
Kissing in the ring, huh?
Yeah, so I met her in Brazil. She's very. She's real traditional. Her. She was raised by her great grandmother. So, and her great grandmother just passed away due to COVID like about a month ago.
Okay.
And then she found out she was pregnant with my baby like the day that her great grandmother died.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it was weird, man. She had a dream about her great grandmother. She said, I took a test because I thought this stuff was weird.
Yeah.
Next, you know, the next day, yep, sure enough, you know, you're pregnant.
Hey,
she's pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
You're not.
Pregnant.
You're pregnant. You got to start saying that in front of her. She'll like that. It's like a community team effort.
We're
thing.
Pregnant.
We're pregnant. See, Mike knows what's up. Mike knows what's up.
We're pregnant, baby.
That's good,
yeah,
man.
Bro. So
keep it going.
So I did it. So Mike, I did it in front of like the family, man, which was like, you know, yeah, I bent the knee, but you know, I had to, man, because I felt like I owed that to
you. Yeah, be responsible.
Yeah,
you're responsible, brother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a game changer. You like it.
Trust me, you're not going to be here long in life. You have to do something,
yeah.
At least something behind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or else what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking about proposals, Mike, did you ever propose or anything like that, Mike? Or?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell me, how was it? How was your proposal, man?
Let's get married.
Just like that?
Yeah, let's get married.
You guys are in bed, let's just
straight
get married?
To the point.
Yeah, let's get married.
Why fuck around, right?
So you didn't bend the knee?
No, I'm just in bed, so let's get married. No, yeah. I took a shower, I put on my suit, and I believe, I don't know what she did. She was coming in from the store, she was dressed, and I said, let's get married. We had a kid, so I said, let's get married.
Did she say yes right away?
Yeah. She was asking me to get married before. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
So it was more like, let's get married.
No, I wish it was like that. Let's get married.
That's tight. Good for you.
So what about you, Mario, man? I know this dude's Rico Suave, man.
I've been married.
You forgot, huh?
For a while now. No, I've been with my girl now like 13 years. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's
I
been
got
a minute.
12 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're on the same program right there.
But how did you propose?
I'm about to be 48, though. So I proposed, I'll tell you how. I was in Mexico, too. I was in Zihuatanejo. Remember that? You ever heard of that place?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember in Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
They wanted to go chill down there. So we were over there. Yeah, man, Ixtapa, very good. And it was on the beach and the whole thing. Yeah. And so, you know, had the ring out. Got on the knee. They remember all that. I had mariachis. I had mariachis playing and stuff. I hit the thing. The mariachi started. Yeah. Then we got hammered. It was great.
That's what's up, dude. How did you do it? Did you bring it out on a play? Like, was it like you?
No, I had it in my pocket. But you know, it was a trip. I remember for some reason when I was going through security at the airport, and I had it in my pocket. I didn't want to lose it. And it buzzed, and he wanted to see it. And I was like, shit, I didn't want to. So I told the guy, hey, can I talk to you for a second? So he had to take me around, and I had to send, hey, look, here's the ring, this and that. And I go, you know, I didn't want to bring it out in front of him. So he was cool about it and stuff. Yeah, so most of the time, they would have made you bring it out right there, and I would have had to do it right there at LAX.
Let's get married.
This turned into a different kind of show, what I was thinking about.
I got the tissue.
This is like Dr. Phil right here.
Nah, but it's cool, man, because I know, Mike, you got 7 kids, right, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike ain't shooting blanks. You get snipped, Mike?
Huh?
Do you get snipped?
Why?
Well, I'm just saying, you have it anymore?
No more kids, though.
No, okay.
No more kids. My wife doesn't want any kids. But maybe you not pay. You never know.
I know. Wife's like, hey, after this next one, you got to get snipped. I'm all, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, Mike, who knows? Then Mike.
My wife will marry no more.
Okay. And that's it.
I don't want any more kids.
No. Okay, that's a good number. You got You're straight.
They're good kids, too.
Oh, that's good. That's the best. That's important. Did they ever ask you about, Dad, show me?
They're not that kind. They're spoiled little kids. They're smart kids.
That's cool. Yeah, it's not like I want my kids necessarily to fight, but I do want them to know.
Yeah.
And again, I just think it's important. I like all the disciplines that it comes with and the respect factor.
Right, because obviously I keep up with you, man. I see, you know, the way you treat your kids. You do a lot of family stuff with them.
Yeah.
A lot of dances and things like that.
That's my daughter.
Yeah. And, well, they all have a personality, dude. Like, you can tell they ain't shy, man.
Yeah. No, they're
not
shy.
They'll dance when you say dance.
They're the next generation of Lopez and show business.
There you go. Exactly. That's what they're trying to get the whole, you know, family. And
Gigi, right?
I can see
both Gigi and Nico.
She comes out, actually, in the new Christmas movie with me.
Yeah.
My daughter does. She's
What's the name of it?
It's called Holiday in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
It takes place in Santa Fe, New Mexico. She does a really good job in it. Actually, she plays my niece.
No way.
And it's like, you know, a romantic kind of comedy.
So you're the uncle and she's the niece.
I'm the uncle, she's the niece. Yeah. And we own a family shop and it's about to get bought out by a corporation, but a woman comes and
saves the day.
Yeah, I kind of say the day we fall in love. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's a little more to it than that, but.
Yeah, there's going to be some more babies popping up after that movie. Right?
But it's going to be fun, man. So doing all that. So, you know, like I said, you know, blessed and happy to be working and all that. But I still love to get in there both the boxing and the jujitsu and the wrestling and the whole thing, man. Even
you're
doing a little judo.
Man, you're getting torn apart, man. You don't still do that stuff. Man.
I know. That's the thing. I feel like, remember in the Blues Brothers at the end, the car that comes and just goes apart. That's how my body feels. But right now, thank God, I feel good. I haven't gotten injured. I'm feeling strong.
Oh, God.
I was at the gym this morning. I'm sparring Wednesday. I'm going to spar Wednesday in the morning. Boxing, but then tomorrow I got jiu-jitsu. So I try to mix it up.
Okay, so you do it like that, bro. How many rounds do you typically do when you spar?
It depends. Like, if I'm going to go with one guy, usually he'll get a little bit tired on me. We're going to go a couple different guys. Last time I went, I did like six rounds sparring straight. Damn, you know, and they do the 30-second rest there.
Yeah, that so shit's 30. Hard, man.
Yeah, no, it is. That if you haven't gotten, you got to build up to it. You can't.
Once
yeah.
you got it, you got it.
Yeah, and then you learn, like, you start learning how to relax a little bit. And, yeah, like, you know, play a little
don't
defense.
Don't blow your wad.
You don't want to blow your wad. It's all about being selective.
Yeah, yeah. Don't blow the wad, you know, baby.
Exactly. Hey, you sleep so good though at night.
Yeah, you sleep the actually kind of. I actually kind of miss like just sparring, but just boxing.
Yeah,
because boxing's so. It's the hands, dude. You got to protect this side, but you got to just find pockets and where to hit.
Hey, when you're training on the MMA, you can't obviously go when you're sparring full force with the boxing and the kicks. Or how does it work? Because then you have the big gloves. How are you going to grapple? How does it work?
No, you could. I mean,
you focus on one discipline at a
time.
Right?
No. I don't. I don't do that no more. Everything I do now is all based on MMA. But you just find bigger gloves. Actually, Vitor Belfort created some gloves. Where they're like normal boxing gloves, but then you're able to grab with the actual hands.
Huh, what a trip.
Yeah, so you're able to kind of come out of the glove.
Huh.
Which is cool. You know, yeah. So you can hit them.
That's a trip.
And then you can grab them.
Yeah.
So.
Dang, can you believe they're throwing 4-ounce gloves? Fuck, 4-ounce gloves, that's like a batting glove.
That's okay. That's good.
You ain't catching too many shots, 4-ounce gloves. Well, that doesn't need too
well,
many.
I even think in Thailand, they legitimately.
See, that guy getting knocked out the other day was Masvidal. What's his name?
Masvidal.
Masvidal, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that was a pretty left hook. Boom. Usman's gotten better with the striking, man. He looked good. And Masvidal was the one that was supposed to be pretty sharp with his hands, but he did a nice little feint, a big left hook, straight right hand down the pipe. That was pretty.
Yeah. He's got a...
That was pretty.
It's his leverage, bro. I think that's what makes Usman Kamaru...
He's a wrestler,
but it's his leverage. I mean, look at his reach, bro. And then look how big he is for that weight class.
I think like wrestlers have heavy hands, dude. It seems that way.
Yeah. I mean... Besides Ben Askren, but yeah, the majority.
Oh, bingo. Slash.
That was like, I don't know. I was so tripping on that. Like, homie, taking shots by Robbie Lawler, all these dudes. And that fool's going to put you down with the one. I mean, gosh, dude. Yeah. That was a mean one. I was surprised by that, to be honest.
I'm glad you didn't let him hit him again.
No, I know. That was cool that he didn't let him hit him again. Homie was all smiling afterwards.
Were
you a little surprised by that?
No. I knew he was going to get knocked. I actually called it. I was going to give him like round two.
With one shot?
But Ben has no hands, bro. Like he never.
No, I know, but he has a good chin. He showed. That's why I was surprised because you've seen him take some hard shots before.
Yeah.
That's why I was surprised.
Yeah, but having a good chin is not like a good.
No, but he's taken great shots with 4-ounce gloves. So I figured, were they fighting with 10-ounce, right? So that was I was surprised.
Yeah, but then he came out of hip surgery and all that. Like he had no business.
And they made good money too. Probably a lot of money.
I think he probably made $1 million. I think.
Yeah, hey, well, then good for him, you know. Yeah. Prize fighting. That's right. What it's all about.
Right, it just kind of hurts them and make him, you know, it's just. Now Clarissa Shields, did you hear about that, Mike?
She's a thought going into UFC.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to be fighting the PFL sometime next, I think June 7th or June 8th.
Oh, is it PFL she's fighting?
Oh, she'll fight the girl Carla, I think.
Okay.
But as good as she is of a boxer, Mike. I'm not sure. She's going to be in trouble, bro, to say the least.
I just want to see it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's going to show us that.
But Henry, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's not like, it's very different if you haven't grown up wrestling or grappling, because you can't just, your instincts just to learn how to sprawl and just, that takes a lot of mat time, just like boxing, learning how to roll and stuff. Am I right?
Yeah.
You can't just learn how to sprawl and grapple overnight.
You can either that or you're the greatest athlete of all time.
So you can't, right, exactly. You can't prepare for the pressure of that, you know, when a guy grabs, what the fuck do I do?
Right, exactly. Exactly. They grab you.
I'm going to hook him and have both your hands.
No,
right.
That's it. You know, once you get on the ground, that's it. All the boxing's gone.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying, my prediction is, and I'm not hating not Clarissa Shield, but she's in trouble with the average girl in mixed martial arts
spirit, right?
Because of the takedowns. Man,
I just want to see it. Exactly. Man, you go in there, she's so mean and shit. Yeah.
And if she does, man, I'd be like, dude, I will bend the knee to her too.
Bend the knee and marry her?
She's going to marry her too? You're going to have a harem over here.
Can you marry two times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
You can.
Henry, let me ask you, would you say, how far did you get in jiu-jitsu with your jiu-jitsu?
I'll be honest with you. I want to hurt people more than actually submit people.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, in the training, how far would you say?
I didn't even go past a white belt.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that wasn't it. So it was more about just the grappling.
It was more
hand.
Of, yeah, but I could submit people.
Yeah.
Like black belts. And I've actually submitted world champions before with just some of my wrestling skills.
From just the wrestle, yeah. Because they have like problems with the bait.
Like, yeah, they don't
with
know
the
somebody's moves.
And the pressure, right?
Mm-hmm. And then you wear them out, and you wear them out, you wear them, and next you know, things just fall into your hands.
Yeah. Like, it's a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's one art that I probably should have. But, man, I want to hurt people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, get on top of them and just elbow.
You hear this, man?
Yeah. Violent, huh? He's all violent over here. I like, hey, you know what? I've been in the last one. I was at the Tillershaw one. I was at the Mighty Mouse one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was at the
Did
one.
Did you see the Marias? Dude. You see when I fought Marlon Marias?
Yeah, I saw. I wasn't at that one, but I saw that one. Yeah. That was great. That was probably one of the best comebacks I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
MMA, I'm going to give him props on that one. I thought, I ain't going to lie, after that first round, I go, oh, shit. Yeah. He kicks you one more time. I say, my guy is gone. That was one of the best in octagon
came back,
adjustments.
Baby.
He ain't know Real. About that Mexican warrior.
He showed that spirit in the wherewithal and knowledge to adjust, man.
Yeah. Well, I had to. Because you know what I'm saying? And you've been there before, right, Mike? We had to adjust. If not, you didn't get fucked up.
Whoa.
But Mike, a lot of guys don't know how to make the adjustment. They know how to fight one way, and then they don't know how to make
just
the adjustments.
Just like life. If you don't adapt, you die.
Yep. That's exactly. And like you said, fighting's like life. You're exactly right. If you don't adapt, you die. Damn, Mike's coming with some knowledge.
Oh, yeah, man. Don't get him started, bro.
Kicking
him,
pearls today.
Yeah, some mushrooms, dude. He'll be... mushrooms.
Shroomy day.
Dude, he'll be giving you poems, bro.
Shit, dude.
This guy's so sick over here.
Aristotle over here. All right.
Man, that's what's up, Mario, man. Well, any new... any new... projects in the future that you're planning on, baby?
Netflix got anything to do with you?
With what? I'm sorry.
Are you working with Netflix?
I just did a show with them. We ended. I was producing a show over there called Expanding Universe of Ashley Garcia. We finished that one, but at the moment, no. But you know, we got the new, like I said, Save the Bell season coming out on Peacock. That's one of those new streaming services too, for NBC. And then we got some other stuff cooking Peacock. Right there.
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
So some other fun, exciting stuff.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Speaking about that, like, I think, Dustin Diamond passed away, Screech.
Yeah.
He just passed away not too long ago, right?
He did, man. He was young. Poor guy.
A few months ago, right?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact. He had cancer, and when he went to go get a checkup, it was already, like, stage 4, and literally 2 weeks later. 2 weeks, boom. That was it. Poor guy.
It happened to anybody, not too late for that to anybody.
Yeah, it was like a throat type of cancer or something around this, like a lymph node throat, something like that. You know, poor guy. You never know, man. You know, one of those things.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, fool? That ain't funny.
No. I'm saying a Screech. I was like, I remember
laughing at cancer.
Nah.
Shroom out here. Gosh, damn.
No, because I remember Screech, how you fought China. So that's what came to mind. Remember you fought China, the celebrity match?
What,
did he fight China?
He did fight China.
No, he didn't fight
the
China.
He fought China. Look it up.
No, not
can somebody look it up, dude?
China. No, he did. He fought Horseshack from Welcome Back, Kotter in the celebrity match. He was like,
oh, that was a real boxing
match. No,
real
look it. Can you look Screech. It up?
Him up
China. Can you look it up?
He fucked him up. He did. He fucked him up. But no, he didn't fight China, fool. He didn't fight a woman.
I swear to you, he did, dude. I swear to you.
He did not fight.
Look it up, dude. Look it up. I promise you.
I promise he did not fight a woman.
He fucked Horseshack up, man.
Yeah, he fucked Horseshack up. He did. He fucked Horseshack up. Poor Screech.
Either that, whatever I just smoked right now is freaking. It's hard, man.
Damn,
go for it, but Blaze.
Henry's going to be a dad, dude. You got to chill.
Yeah, you're going to have to change all that, brother.
Yes or no?
Oh, he didn't fight China, huh?
He never fought China.
No, fool. He might have been to China. He didn't fight China.
Yeah.
Oh. That little dude with the bagel? Fuck, dude.
Dustin Diamond versus China. Did you look that up?
Yeah,
he didn't fight him, fool. Hey, for a charity thing, who would you think I should step in with? Who would be cool?
Man, I would love to
see. One of those DJs or rappers.
I would love to see you against one of the Jonas Brothers. I think they.
Why? Pobrecitos, why do you want to? Why you want to get
no,
those guys?
No, they're
beat
legitimately
up? You're trying to get one of those guys beat up. Come on, man.
They're not walkover guys. You can't just walk over those guys.
Well,
what do you mean, Mike?
They're not punks and stuff.
No,
see,
no, I know.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, anybody
they train,
in there,
right?
Like I said, do they train? Okay.
I'm just thinking of guys. The other guy that I can think of, maybe Wes Khalifa, dude.
That
he's in the gym, dude.
Wes Khalifa. Oh, we got that height lead, yeah. Hey,
you know what I'm
good,
saying?
Hey, we have a good time after the fight, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm down, Wes. I like Wes, too. You got your...
Hold on,
he asked me, Mike. Hey, you got diverse. Nick Jonas, Wiz Khalifa. That's tight. You got a lot of faith in me, Henry. Gosh damn, Henry.
Shit, I'm trying to build you, bro.
No. Dang. I know both those dudes. They're both cool dudes. So that's cool, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities now. Like, I see even Justin Bieber's around the game a lot, too.
Yeah, he likes it. He likes it a lot. He was at the last event right there. Triller likes to, I mean, pardon me, Bieber likes to train. Who else have I seen? Matthew McConaughey I've seen in the gyms. My boy Mark Wahlberg likes to train. Not so much anymore.
You know who I would love to fight with?
Who?
I would love to fight with Halle Berry.
Holly?
Why would you want to do that?
Why not, dude?
Yeah, man, Holly's going to fuck you up.
Man. Yeah. Holly trains. She might fuck you up. Holly trains.
Holly Berry, I'm calling you out.
Holly Berry and Jennifer Lopez would be a good fight, though. Because they're both smoking. They're both over 50, and they look incredible. They look incredible. They look incredible if they were 30.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you've actually aged very, very well, too,
see?
Bro.
Homie's clearly been taking shrooms. He's right here. No, I appreciate it.
No, everybody I talk to, like, dude, Marlo, he still looks like he was that kid in Saved by the Bell, man.
Stay in the gym, the gym rag.
That's right. We stay in there, Mike. That's what's up.
Stay in there.
Your friends are cool. Tell me, say what's up.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to tell you, your diet, man. Obviously, you got to, are you pretty
You know what? I really don't, like, diet per se. I try not to eat like an asshole during the week and to kind of try to watch what I eat. And on the weekends, I get down. I love to eat. Control during the week, I try to do control, and I kind of do a little bit like Mike, like if I didn't get a chance to train, that I won't eat too crazy, you know? Yeah. It's more about, I don't feel like you should ever eliminate any kind of food, especially if you like it. I like to kind of pace myself, but on the weekends, I like to get a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll throw down.
Yeah,
what's
your cheat meal, man? What is it?
I'll crush it.
What is it on weekends that you'd be like, man, I'm about to eat this thing.
Lemon, what's that lemon pie? Key lime pie.
I love, but I mean, I crush me easy, a good 12 to 13 tacos, easy.
Wow!
Man, I get some mariscos right there, a mean pizza, all that stuff. I leave all that shit. I like sweets, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. Candies,
like
for weeks.
Yeah, I like chocolates and stuff. I'm like a little fat kid. I love sweets.
Great hot cookies and hot chocolate chip
cookies.
Yeah,
yeah, I love all that shit. Yeah, but that's on the weekends, because then if not, I'll be all...
Damn, well, that's what's up, man.
What's up, Henry?
You guys are making me hungry out here.
I know. Henry, are you going to come back and fight, man, or what? You keep teasing.
Yeah,
are you going to come back?
Yeah, I'm going to say that, man. Get in shape and come back, man.
Get in
yeah,
shape.
No,
Kenny.
I am. No, I haven't. No, I'm not out of shape. I'm actually, you know, I work out. I don't fight as much as I used to. It's actually been 1 year since my last competition.
And you need to get back in the gym and start getting back sharp again.
Yeah. Are you thinking about seriously making a comeback, or are you thinking about maybe training or getting involved in some capacity? Because I know you officially retired.
Yeah. No, right now I'm in business, man. I'm in real estate. Dude, I've been wrestling since I was 11, and then I've been pretty much since age 11 to age 33, that's all I've been doing is competing.
Yeah.
MMA, wrestling, then MMA. And, man, I've been enjoying business, man. I've been enjoying coming out here with Mike, hotboxing with him. And
but do you want to be involved in the game still in some capacity, whether it's training, managing?
Not really, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Not really. It's like I just want to exit out completely. You know, not completely, but I was a fan.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to be, you know what I'm saying, in there because... Hmm.
Yeah, because I know Mike. One of the things I always loved about Mike, too, he's a historian. Mm-hmm. So he knows all this stuff.
Love this shit.
Love watching the old fights, and you still love watching fights even now, which I love, too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I love is, like, when you're also a fan. Because there's a lot of guys I fight that hate it. They hate to watch it.
They hate to
like
watch
it.
Their opponent train and everything.
They don't even like to watch his stuff. No, he loves it. So that's what's cool.
I think, but the biggest thing with me is just it's not like boxing, man. Like, you know, the UFC is like... It has to be worth the legacy, man. You know what I'm saying? I've done everything there is to do, bro.
Oh, no, you have nothing else to call. I was just curious if you were going to be involved in the sport to some capacity. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I love to analyze. Like, actually, ESPN Sports Nation, they're giving me like a 5-minute segment on just kind of like being cringe, like giving fight analysis, but being the character that I am. So, okay. You know, so it's
let me make a cartoon about you, man. Let me make a cartoon about you.
Yeah, see? But Mike's had NBC. A cartoon.
That's right.
NBC, yeah. The place to be.
That's the best. You had a cartoon in the best video game ever.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I remember, I don't think I ever told you, Mike, when I finally got to you and had a beat, fucking took me like months to finally get to you. And I finally got to you, I was like, I was like, and then you knocked my ass out like in 2 seconds. I finally, and then there was a code. I remember there was a code.
Right to me, back, right?
Remember to get to right to the thing. That was the best. Like up, down, left, right. Let's get to the code. Get the mic.
Oh, to get to him. Just to fight him.
Yeah,
because
I'm older than you. So you went around
no,
with the game.
No, no,
right
I remember
there,
Mike Tyson
was...
pushed it, but I never got to Mike.
Oh, no, I got to him, but I was like, and I got my ass knocked out real quick. Yeah. It was the best.
Boom, uppercut, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the noise. Doink, doink,
doink, doink. Yeah. All right, fool. You done with me or what's up,
Mario Lopez? Man, it is a pleasure. It is an honor, man.
We keep you
guys...
over time, man. We love you, man. We
hey, man.
You, leave.
You know I got nothing but love and respect for you, and you too, Henry. Yeah. Seriously, sitting with real champions, not just in the ring and the octagon, but in life and real cool dudes. So, mad respect for both of you. I appreciate you having me. Now I'm gonna go try some extracurricular activities. Like
absolutely, man. Don't forget June 5th, man. Come to the. The opening of Tyson Lounge.
I love it. Tyson's Lounge. I'm going to come to the lounge in the ranch.
Yeah, the ranch is good.
We're going to lounge our way out of here, you guys.
I ain't invited to the ranch
yet.
Just the lounge.
A.K.A. Henry Cejudo. You just watched the episode of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson?
Yes. Yes. And I'm here.
There we go.
Mario Lopez, thanks again for coming, dude.
Thank you.
It was a blast. And he lost. You want to close it out for us?
Yeah, tell us about you, man. Look, the whole world is looking at you. 2.5 billion people. Say something.
Thank you for having me on the show. Mad respect to both of you gentlemen. Appreciate the time. If you find yourself in front of the TV around 7 o'clock, tune in NBC to Access Hollywood or the radio. Tune in to On With Mario or check out the new Saved by the Bell or the Christmas movie coming out. I got to plug all the shit later on. All it is, I got to plug all the shit. And hopefully you'll find me somebody to fight, Henry, since you're putting in there for the charitable aspect. What the hell am I putting all this damn time into?
Usher,
man. Poor Usher, man. Why y'all want to get Usher lumped up? Damn, that's cold as ice.
No, he's talking shit.
No, that's my boy.
We out.
Love.
Seven years ago, college wrestler Damien Hurd disappeared from a party in Gunnison, Colorado.
Everyone has been drinking or whatever, the usual party scene.
When, how, and why he left are questions I need your help to understand.
Nobody's heard from him.
No, it's just like he disappeared.
From Cold Case Productions and Podcast One, Final Days on Earth, The Life and Death of Damien Hurd. I'm your host, Claire Sanimal. Join me April 20th for the season premiere.